We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
Read Across America is underway, and tomorrow Champaign County will celebrate reading at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. The fun begins at 10 a.m. and runs until 1 in the afternoon. There will be stories and activities, and the first 1,000 children will receive a free sports tote bag and a new book. Here to tell us more about Read Across America is Aaron Carlin. He's a librarian at Champaign's Douglas Branch Library. Aaron, welcome. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So what's the goal of the event?
To encourage reading, not just locally, but nationally. This is the 11th annual National Education Association Read Across America Day.
And how many community organizations will take part in our celebration in Champaign County in Urbana tomorrow at Lincoln Square?
Over 20, approximately 30 in different tiers of sponsorship.
And what kind of activities will we find tomorrow?
Mainly literary craft activities. So children will be able to come to different booths, do a trick, put together something, make a little craft, or have a story read to them, and they will each receive a sticker on a sticker card that once they complete that card, they get their free book.
Okay. And what book or books are being offered?
They come in all shapes and sizes and languages as well.
Okay. So depending on the child's age and maybe background, the language spoken at home?
That's right. Predominantly okay. English, and then there are plenty of Spanish books as well.
Okay. What are some of the best books to read with children?
Oh, I would say Curious George, Dr. Seuss books. Those are the time-honored favorites.
Yeah.
One of my favorites is a new, relatively new series about dinosaurs. What does the dinosaur say at bedtime? You know, lots of new books these days that kids love.
What does the dinosaur say at bedtime?
No, most of the time.
It's too early to go to bed. Mm-hmm. So how do you encourage children to read in your work at Douglas Branch?
Well, throughout the year and each spring, fall, and summer, we have different reading games. So they usually sign up for it. They have a reading log that they keep track of all the books that they read. We've shifted over from listing titles to the amount of time now that they spend reading. We encourage them to spend 20 minutes, you know, per day, and of course more, but the basic goal is read 20 minutes a day, you know, and every time you do, you write your name down, and they are awarded prizes throughout the programs each different semester.
Yeah. Is it a struggle to get the kids who come into the library to read and continue to move on and advance?
It depends on the age level. Young children who come in, usually they do stop right at the kids' books. As they get older, the books compete with the computers, and that's no joke there. Internet and the World Wide Web is highly competitive with the reading. So,
well, to go online, you have to read. I mean, if you go online, reading is involved. So it's just it's just a different format.
That is
really
true. Yeah.
And more of us are doing our reading on devices these days, whether it's a newspaper or a novel or instructions for how to pull together a new recipe.
That's right.
Yeah. So what's popular right now with kids at the Douglas Branch and the main library in Champaign?
As far as books?
Yeah.
Oh, as ever, the Twilight series still seems to be going strong for teen and up readers. Maximum Ride by James Patterson, that's a series that has continued to grow. Also, I'm drawing a blank now, but there's so many.
Yeah. Well, will you be there tomorrow?
I will be, along with Becky Allen from the Champaign Public Library. She's a children's librarian there. We're going to have a dual table booth set up along with many, many other organizations. The Urbana Free Library will be there as well.
Yep, and WILL will be there.
Great.
I will be there. I am scheduled to read Nuffle Bunny, A Cautionary Tale. Do you know this book?
I have, and I was sternly reprimanded for calling it Nuffle Bunny. One librarian told me it was Knuffle Bunny.
Knuffle Bunny. Okay.
I say that jokingly.
All right. Well, it could be either way, I guess, right? Knuff said?
It's due to the reader's interpretation.
Yeah, okay. Having fun with words. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in and telling us about Read Across America tomorrow at Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. Aaron Carlin, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Read Across America tomorrow at Lincoln Square. It begins at 10 a.m. and runs until 1 p.m.